In crises like the coronavirus pandemic, Roaring Fork Valley residents turn to first responders for help. But healthcare workers and emergency response teams need support too. As a nurse in the critical care unit at Valley View Hospital, Gail Rounce knows the anxiety of caring for COVID-19 patients firsthand.
It's not only challenging from a physical standpoint of being under these layers of protective equipment, but it's also a challenge. A lot of these people are by themselves. They don't have family. So there's a level of support that we need to be able to provide for them that is really hard to do when you're behind these physical barriers.
Rounds says hospital workers are also afraid of bringing the virus home to their families.
I always say one of the keys to mental health is to not have these catastrophic thoughts of thinking of the worst case scenario of things. But in healthcare, we kind of have to do that. We have to hope for the best, but plan for the worst, especially when we're seeing such worst case scenarios from around the world.
Living in this mindset can be exhausting. And Rounds says that's why it's important for first responders to have access to mental health care.
People need that ability to have sort of a outside person that they can vent to, that it's not going to affect their workflow or their home life.
Janelle Sowards is the director of the Youth Recovery Center at Valley View Hospital. The center is temporarily closed down due to COVID-19. Sowards says they've made the space into a wellness center. Anyone working at the hospital can get support.
We have therapists who are trained. I'm also trained in disaster mental health, psychological first aid, mental health first aid. And so we've had some experience with offering support to individuals during times of stress, during disaster.
Sowards says that she and her team are working to normalize mental health care and to make sure that everyone at Valley View feels welcome at the wellness center.
There's kind of a stigma about mental health and asking for help. And everyone feels this, even therapists, counselors, social workers. We all have this kind of fear about reaching out because that might mean that we aren't capable or that we're not holding it together, because our role is to help others.
Aspen Fire Chief Rick Ballantyne is all too familiar with this stigma. Ballantyne says he had to work through this with his team when they started doing in-house yoga and well-being classes last year. The sessions are led by local mindfulness organization Lead With Love.
Exhale, swan dive, forward fold. Inhale, lift and lengthen.
You know, you don't really see firefighters a lot of times doing yoga, although it's probably more prevalent than you might imagine.
The weekly class is offered on Zoom during the stay-at-home order. Ballantyne says they've invited their fellow fire departments, ambulance districts, and other first responders in the valley to join in.
For me personally, you know, I've never been much of a yogi, but since I started doing this, I'm finding that it really does help relieve the stress of the day or the week, or if you've got a bad call.
Even within emergency or crisis, you can keep this regulated breath, you can keep this sense of calm.
It's not just yoga and well-being tools that are important in times like this. Ballantyne says the Zoom sessions also restore a sense of community to the volunteer fire department.
You know, a big part of one reason people volunteer in any organization is the camaraderie and the social interaction with their other teammates, but we've had to curtail that almost entirely unless we're going to calls.
Therapist Janelle Sowards says that mental health care is important for first responders and for everyone else right now, too.
We're all in this together. The worst thing we can do is isolate and feel lonely and feel like you're in this all by yourself.
The best thing you can do, Sowards says, is reach out and talk to someone. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.